Lenten Journey Day 15. The Prodigal Son's Father. Yesterday we were introduced to the story of the prodigal son. In Luke chapter 15, Jesus gives us this incredible parable which touches so many different dimensions of our life. Yesterday we reflected upon the sin of the prodigal son, that is, the prodigalness, the abuse of what was given to him, and the abuse of talents in each and every one of us. Today we take a look at one of the other characters in this story, namely the father. That's right, the father of the prodigal son. The first thing we notice about the father is that he is completely giving. He does not insist on his way, but is willing to listen to the request of his son. His son says, "Give me my inheritance so that I may go and establish and begin my life." The father, being a wise man, certainly understands that he will squander it or he will lose his money, but does not argue with him, but rather gives in to the request. There are times in our lives where we need to let go. There are times in our lives where, even though we know that we have the ability, we have the knowledge, we have to allow the loved ones around us to make, yes, their own mistakes. And this father does exactly that. As difficult as it is, he allows his son to go, his son to leave. The one that he loves, he allows his son to establish his own life. The second time we see the father in the story is when the son returns. Now remember, the son is remorseful. If not remorseful, at least he understands that he could have a better life while going back to the father. So whatever his intentions are, the father, seeing the son, does not allow the son to ask for forgiveness. The father, seeing that the son is returning, does not step it up, does not play a game of pride, does not foolishly say, "Let me wait and see what he has to say." Rather, he recognizes his loved one, the son that he cared for, he loved, he gave birth to, and established his life, has now returned. How excited he must be. Now, there are two dimensions to this. Let's follow each of them. First, he is an example of our Heavenly Father. God in heaven waits for us to come home. And trust me when I tell you, when we do turn back, he's not going to wait for us to come and beg him back into his kingdom. He waits for us to just make that turn. And like this father, he runs out, embracing us, grabbing us, taking us in, giving us what is due us. That's what this father did. He didn't wait for the son to come back all the way, just to turn around. And as soon as he did, he went out running. He got him. He embraced him. He gave him the benefits of the kingdom. And he accepted him as the true son that he is. So too, God accepts that heart that returns to him, that said, "Yes, I have sinned. I have gone the wrong way. I have squandered what God has given me. I want to go back. I want to find the peace. I want to find that love that God has created me in." That's all God waits for us to say, "I'm ready." And God, like this father, that Jesus gives us this example, is ready to take us in and establish us in the same manner with which we were created, in love, in happiness, in his kingdom. Secondly, the example of the Father is an example for us. It is a way of telling us that this is what is required of each of us in our relationships with one another, not only with our children. Many times there are people who have devastated us, or perhaps they've just been separated from us. When they turn back, don't get caught up with foolish pride. Don't keep looking around. Don't wait for them to come back. Just know that they have that desire. Know that the heart is speaking to you, and don't think with your mind. And be ready to take in. Be ready to encapsulate, to hug, to suffocate them with the love that is in your heart. This is the example that the Father gives us. It's a double-edged example, isn't it? One of showing us what our Heavenly Father does, and the example for us to do likewise to others. Or in other words, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. God forgives us. We then need to be forgiving of others. Finally, the third time we see the Father in this story is when he talks to the older brother. He comforts him and he reminds him that we are all equal. That in the sight of God, it doesn't matter if you've come back today. If you come back in 100 years, it doesn't matter if you came back yesterday. What's important is for each of us to turn back to God. And that's the caring Father that we have in heaven, who does not prejudice his decisions by who we are, where we are, what we've done. What matters is the right now. Are we willing to be at one, at harmony with him, with the love, with the universe that he has given us? Tomorrow we will continue on the theme of the prodigal son as we look at his older brother. We now pray the prayer of St. Nerses Shnorhali from the first hour of Havadov Chostovanim. I confess with faith and adore you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, uncreated and immortal essence, creator of angels, of humans, and all that exists. Have mercy upon your creatures and upon me, a great sinner. Amen. This is Father Voskin inviting you to join us again tomorrow when we'll take the next step in our Lenten journey. Until then, please join us at inhisshoes.org, where there's all kinds of activities and all kinds of information about the work we're doing. Also join us at epostle.net, where you'll find resources for the Lenten season. That's epostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.